At the NAFB Trade Talk, I am visiting with CHS and Mark Fenner. And Mark, you're in the energy area. First of all, tell me a little bit about what you do, and then we'll talk a little about what CHS is doing in this area.
Great, Chuck. I'm the director of sales for CHS Energy, and our energy brand is Cenex, so that probably is more familiar to people. Essentially, I work with local cooperatives, independent oil companies, selling our branded Cenex products to those individuals.
Give us a little bit of an overview of some of those types of products, and then look ahead a little bit here about, you know, what you see down the road with things like the new Tier 4 engines that are coming up and those things.
You bet. Primarily, when I work with local co-ops, we do a lot of, you know, we sell a lot of premium diesel fuel, a lot of distillate, a lot of gasoline. The premium diesel that we sell is for a lot of the farm tractors that are out here today, and you mentioned the Tier 4, and we've been dealing with Tier 3 and Tier 4 equipment since about 07. But this new engine technology has been pretty amazing. They're basically, it's emission standards, Chuck, is what's changed so much in the diesel engine specific to inline rail injection systems, that the tolerances today are amazing. You only have, like, for the spray hole in an injection system, it's less than the width of two human hairs. So you can imagine if you have any dirt or type of grind in an engine, it's going to create some problems. And so we've really had to beef up our Ruby Field Master Premium Diesel package for that. And really, anyone who has a newer combine or tractor should be using a premium diesel with an anti-fouling product in that diesel. So,
well, we've certainly seen some issues, challenges in the renewable fuels area, you know, with the non-renewal of the biodiesel tax incentive. We're kind of facing that possibility with ethanol here coming up. With the trends you see there, how have they affected what you guys are doing or maybe?
Well, certainly the non-renewal of the tax incentive for biodiesel does have an effect. However, the flat price of biodiesel in comparison to traditional diesel has been a big hindrance. We just haven't seen the demand in that product that we had hoped to see. We're in renewable fuels. We're an agricultural owned company, so we've wanted to see that product take hold, but it's just difficult. It's hard when the price is such a delta between the traditional diesel. So that's been a little bit of a struggle. We still sell a good share of it, but from the ethanol perspective, that certainly has a lot of momentum. You've got Congress today looking at a 15% perhaps mandate. So that while it's very positive for agriculture, it will present some challenges on a retail basis because not every car today can use E15. So our stance was more, hey, could we look at an E12 where every vehicle could use that and retailers wouldn't have to split the islands, if you will, based on a newer or an older car. So, but things like ethanol is extremely bullish. We're extremely bullish on ethanol. We think it's got great possibilities in the future. We don't know about the tax incentives that you had said, but I think even without it, we're going to see strong use for ethanol because it is less expensive than a traditional gasoline. And so when you blend it, whether at E10 or E15, it does lessen the price. So,
and that's a good thing for everybody.
Absolutely. No question.
Well, thank you very much, Mark Fenner with CHS Energy. We've been talking here at the NAFB Trade Talk. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.